a start.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Start there, and then we'll also be looking at the book of Philippians. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You know, why don't we talk about Christmas in July for just a minute? It's July. Hey, how many of you want Christmas in July? It's a good thing, right, kids? Elias, you want Christmas now? It'd be good to have it in July, wouldn't it? All right. Titus, go home, put the Christmas tree up, bud. Okay? Christmas, you know, we always have this, we always have our wish list, don't we? How many of you have got a wish list? It's a need. I find that, you know, the other day, me and Sister Ruth were driving through town, and she said, we need that. We need that. Yeah, we need that. And I thought, you know, we do need that. We do need it. You know, I think about things that we need for the church. We need this. We need this. Think about things for the camp. Oh, we need. We need. We've got so many things that we need, right, Brother Larry? It's just like, oh, the list is so long, things that we need. And then school, we need. My house, we need. Right? We are some of the most needy people. Here we are. We've got everything that we think we could need, and we've got a list of needs, right? And we've always got something else, but God is always faithful. He is always faithful to provide. And maybe tonight you're here that you've got a need in your life, a need. Well, I believe that God is faithful to meet your need, right? He is faithful to meet your need, and He is a provider. Praise God, He is a provider. Book of Genesis, chapter 22, if you'll flip over there with me real quickly. Genesis, chapter 22. And it's the story of Abraham and Isaac. God's commanded Abraham to take his son, Isaac, and to take him up to the mountain to sacrifice him there, to build an altar and sacrifice. He takes with him the fire. Takes with him the wood, and they begin to make their journey up into the mountain. And as they begin to make that journey, Isaac spake unto Abraham his father in verse 7 of chapter 22, said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. The Bible says they went up to the place there where God had commanded him. Abraham built the altar. The Bible says in verse 10, Abraham stretched forth his hand, took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called on him out of heaven, said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. He said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Then verse 13, And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh. As it is said this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen, Jehovah Jireh. And you know, God provides. He provides miraculously for us. He provides wonderfully for us. The book of Philippians, if you want to, you could turn there if you want. Book of Philippians chapter 4. And look at verse 16 is where we'll begin reading. Verse 16. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus, the things which were sent from you, an odor of sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Our God provides. Amen. Our God provides. He provides amazingly. And have you had the opportunity in your life when you had a need that you were able to see God provide for you? Have you seen that God had stepped in? Maybe it's finances. Maybe it's just some need that you have in your life. Maybe it's a need that you have in your family. Maybe it's a physical need, whatever it might be. But we've all had, or we could list all types of needs that we have in our life that God has proved himself over and over and over again to be faithful to meet that need and to provide. He is a provider. He is a provider. And he provides that which we need in our life. He is a very faithful provider. He will meet our need if we trust the Lord. If we believe, put our faith in the Lord and just believe, amen, that God is a God that will meet our need. Hallelujah. Amen. First of all, let me tell you, God's provision is perfect for what we need. His provision is perfect. Now, I know many times you would like for him to provide more, but his provision is perfect for what we need. When he provided manna for the children of Israel, he provided just what they needed. No more, no less. It was just what they needed. When they tried to hoard to themselves, that's when it turned to stench and it stunk and they got sick over it. But that's when they tried to hoard it, because God wanted them to learn that he is a faithful provider and he will provide what you need. What you need. I know we'd like to have abundance. We would like to have a lot in our coffers, if you would. But, hey man, God is always faithful to provide, and he provides just what we need. Amen. Not only when he provided manna for the children of Israel, did he provide it in a quantity that they needed, but he provided it in a quality that they needed. Do you know that manna was the perfect food? I know. Oreo has to be second place. Chips Ahoy, right in there. Okay, neck and neck. I know. That's what you're thinking. But manna had to be the perfect food to sustain that group of people and to maintain their physical health for all of those years while they partook of manna. It was just right. It was just perfect. Michelle Obama would love it. She would love it. She would be giving it to school kids all over the country. Every day they would go to school for a lunch of manna. That's right. That's right. I just read a little clip the other day that President Obama likes broccoli. Another reason why I won't vote for him. Not going to get into that. But man, he ought to try manna. It's the perfect food. Amen. God knew what he was doing when he provided it to them, that it was just what they needed. Amen. When God provides something for you, he provides just what you need. Amen. Just what you need. Amen. It is perfect. His provision is perfect. It's perfect in its timing. It's timing. He's never he's rarely early, but never late. His provision is always perfect in time. Just when the need is there, he arrives. Sometimes when you feel like that it's too late, he comes through for you. But he will provide. His providing, his timing and provision is perfect. The method that he uses in his provision is perfect. He gives it to us just how we need it. Isn't that amazing how God provides just what we need? It is just what we need. You've heard people testify about how they had a bill for $172.38 and get a check in the mail for $172.38 and it's some kind of a rebate or something. Let me tell you, God does it just what we need. Amen. Just what we need. Hallelujah. His methods are perfect. Perfect. Hallelujah. Amen. He knows just what we need, and he delivers on time. He is perfect in his provision. It is perfect. His provision is perfect in its supply. It's always just enough. You know, God could have filled the widow's meal barrel to overflowing. He could have provided it so that it was full to overflowing. He could have provided so that she had oil that was gushing out the top of her vessel. But that's not how he chose to do it. He gave her just what she needed, one handful at a time, every day. Amen. His supply is perfect. His supply is perfect. Amen. He will provide. He will provide. I know many times we want more. Amen. Brother Bill Houston, Joe Bill Houston, Dryden Road, church there in Dayton, Ohio. What an amazing man. And he would always, they'd always ask him during their camp meeting, ask him to pray over the noon meal that usually turned out to be about 1:30. And he'd ask him to pray over the meal, and he'd always say, he'd always pull up real high on his pants, and he'd say, "God, forgive us stingy guts." Amen. Sometimes we are. That's what we are. We're stingy guts. Amen. All we want is more for ourselves and more for ourselves and more for ourselves. Amen. I'm telling you, God knows just what you need, and he supplies just what you need. Amen. You know, God's provision is perfect. Perfect in its strategy. You know what I mean? What I mean by that is he fulfills the need that he sends to, what he sends and what he gives fulfills the need that it was meant to fulfill. Amen. Nothing else. Yeah. You know, some try to put a square peg in a round hole. God always has a round peg for the hole. God always, his provision is perfect. Amen. It is just right for what you need right now in your life. I know many times we need to rest in this and just take confidence in it. God, you are perfect. Your provision is perfect. And you will provide for me perfectly. And what you give me will be just what I need. And what you give me will be all that I need. And God, what you give me, Lord, will fit just what I need it to fit in my life. Nothing more, nothing less. God, you will provide for me. Everything that I could ever hope for, God, you will provide. And you are faithful to do it. You are faithful to do it. Amen. God's provision is preventive provision. Preventive. You say, what do you mean by preventive? Do you know there are times when you go through life and honestly, you every need is met. You don't have to fall down and go to God in prayer. You don't have to run into your closet. Seems like God has just provided and provided and provided. Hey man, we was talking to a friend of ours and God had told that he just felt impressed on his heart that God was telling him he needed to lay aside X amount of thousands of dollars. He said, wow. He felt impressed on his heart. He worked and labored to save, skimped and did everything they could, amen, to save that amount of money. Amen. And they did all of that. And guess what? A need came up for that exact amount of money. God knows what we need. And sometimes God's provision is preventive. He gives you something today, amen, so that you won't be in need later in the future or later on in your life down the road. Amen. He already has met the need for you. Amen. He's already provided. It's preventive. Amen. God has blessed you and blessed you and blessed you. And today you come in and you say, thank God that he's met my needs. God is preventive in his provision. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God provides. And there will be days that it will not, that it don't always work that way. But God does bring preventive provision. Right? Hallelujah. I'm glad. I like knowing that everything's taken care of. Don't you? Don't you rest easy just knowing that everything's taken care of. I don't have to worry. You know, God can provide that way in your life so that it is preventive. But then there's also something else that God does in his provision. God's provision is prophetic. Do you know that? God's provision is prophetic. Because God's ability to see tomorrow, God's ability to see what we need in the future, God sees where you're going to be weeks from now, months from now, and God sees exactly what we need. Those words that I read, that word Jehovah Jireh, that word Jireh has kind of a twofold meaning. It means to provide, but it also means to foresee. I mean, God sees into the future to know what you need in your life. Amen. God knows already what you're going to need for tomorrow. God knows already what you're going to need next week. God knows already what's in the future. And so God begins to provide and begins to work in your life because God sees what is ahead of you. And God will provide. God will provide. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, amen, that he knows our need before we even ask. Amen. You tell me that's not prophetic. Before we even ask, he already knows. He's already seen the need. He already knows about the need. Before we even start worrying about it, God has already provided. God is already aware of it. Amen. Before we even get concerned, before we even have knowledge that a need may exist in our life, amen, God is already on the job. And God is already working to provide for you. Amen. He provides. He provides. Amen. Praise God. I appreciate Sister Morgan's testimony. Amen. God provides. Amen. God provides. And I appreciate Brother Jackson testifying about God's provision. Amen. Because God provides. He knows our needs. He knows what we have need of. He provides before there's even a need in your life. Think about this. Where did that ram come from that Abraham found in the thicket? Where did it come from? Did God grow it right there? Or some days before, some shepherd out with his flock loses a ram and can't find it. A perfect lamb. A spotless lamb. Ram wanders off and there gets caught in that thicket. Right where God has told Abraham, that's where I want you to go. That's the place I've picked out. That's the place I want. Do you think that the angel brought it and put it in there? How do you think it happened? I believe God provides before we even have a need. Amen, before there's even a need right now, amen, God is providing and God is working on your behalf. Amen, before you ever get a doctor's report, God is already working. Amen, before the bill ever gets to your doorstep, God is working. Amen. Before the situation ever arrives at your home, amen, God is already working for you on your behalf. He's a God that provides perfectly. Oh, what a wonderful Lord that He can provide so amazingly in our life. Amen. It's perfect. His provision, He knows before we even has a need. He provides before there's ever even a prayer offered. Hallelujah. Before there is even a prayer offered, He provides. God knows your need before you even ask. Oh, thank God. Thank God that He knows just what you have need of tonight. Before you even prayed, God knows. Hallelujah. Amen. Can I tell you this? One other thing, and I'm going to close. Amen. It pleases God to provide. It pleases God to provide. Amen. You know, as a father for their child, amen, it pleases the father to be able to work, to be able to have a job, to bring home a paycheck, so that he can provide what his children need. That's right. Amen. It still, right now, pleases me and Sister Ruth to be able to do something for our children. To do something for our children, to do something for grandchildren especially. But it pleases us. You know what? God takes pleasure in doing something for His children. Amen. Providing for you is not a burden to God. It is not a hardship for the Lord. When we call out to God and we say, Lord, I need you to move for me. Amen. We don't have to twist God's arm. Amen. But we're talking to our Father. Amen. We are talking to our Heavenly Father, and it pleases Him to be able to show Himself mighty and to be able to move in your life. Amen. He loves to provide for His children, and it brings Him pleasure. And dads, when you buy your child something that's new and enjoyable, and they try it out for the first time, and they've got that smile on their face, and it's just what they wanted. Just what they wanted. Man, I think it was the other day when Sister Ruth brought something home for the kids, and Justin saw it, and he said, it's just what I was wanting. It's just, there is no way that he even knew that thing existed, but it was just what I was wanting. And that's the way, you know what, it makes you feel good, but God takes pleasure in knowing that He has given you the desire of your heart and that God has met your need and provided for you. Amen. We don't have to twist God or threaten God or just try to manipulate God in some way. Amen. He's your Father. Let Him know what your need is. Amen. And let God work in your life. He loves to provide for His children. It pleases Him to provide. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I can remember our first car. First car that we had when I was a teenager. Couldn't put anything in the trunk because the trunk was rusted out. It'd all just roll out when you turn the corner. But oh man, it was so cool. Had an 8-track tape player in it with some really good speakers, Brother Larry. That really attracted Sister Ruth. Those 8-track tapes, man, you'd get into a good song, you know. And right in the middle, Brother Gabe, right in the middle of the song, it'd pause and there'd be a click, click, and here it'd take off again. You know, and so when you're a teenager and you're jamming down, you know, and all of a sudden you got to pause, click, click, and then you get back going to it, you know. You know, that's really cool, man. It was awesome. It's awesome stuff. It didn't have to be brand new. It didn't have to be showroom car or anything like that. You know, sometimes we just need to know that God will provide what we need. He will provide what you need. Amen. Hallelujah. He's a God whose provision is perfect. If you have a need, He'll provide it. He will provide it. It pleases Him to do it. He's prophetic in His provision. He knows already what you need. He knows already what you need. Praise the Lord. Stand with me. Let me just tell you, I was thinking the other day, Lord, you know the future.
Right.
You know what the need will be.
Every need, Lord.
You know what it's all about. And God, I believe that you will provide.
Amen.
You will provide.
Yes, He will.
I don't know how God, you know, there's things that I can look for and I can wish for and hope for. That really, I don't have any need for. God knows it would be a hardship to me if He granted those wishes to me. Right?
Right.
God knows that. Amen. God knows that. But God knows, sometimes we just need to trust God with provision. Trust Him with the provision in your life. Because God, if you have faith and you believe God and you can trust Him, you can without any doubt lay your head on your pillow at night and rest. God, you've got it in control.
That's it.
God, you've got it in control. Hallelujah. He'll provide. Let's pray together for a moment. Dear Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're a God that provides for us. God, every need will be provided for. God, you do it. Quantity, quality. Lord, you know just what we need. God, your provision is perfect in its timing. God, your provision, Lord God, is perfect in its supply. Lord, your provision, God, is perfect in its strategy. Just right. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you know exactly what we need tonight. You know what we're going to need tomorrow. I pray, God, that you'd move for somebody tonight in the name of Jesus. God, somebody that has need in their life, I pray, God, that you would help them to trust you for provision. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just what I need, my Jesus knows. Just what I need, He satisfies. Yes, He knows just what I need. Hallelujah. Amen. I felt like today was preparing. I just wondered today if you would have a need in your life. And I know we can just open up the altars and we can just all come because we all have needs. But tonight, if you have a need in your life, amen, I just want you to come and stand. Amen. Let's pray together. Let's believe together and trust the Lord together. Encourage one another in God's provision and in God's timing. Amen. But let's just put it in the hands of the Lord tonight that God's going to provide. Is there any that would come right now? You need God to provide for you in some way. Amen. Whether it's financial, physical. Amen. Whether it's something in your family, you need God to move for you. in that way, in that need, I pray. I want you to just come right now. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.